one of the reasons that Christian pop culture seems so off-putting to outsiders is that it is really a subculture rather than a counterculture. That is, it takes the kind of thing that you see every day in mainstream culture and just kind of puts a little Jesus-y spin on it. It's not really fundamentally different from what mainstream America does. It just has a more evangelistic tone. And so what you have is a superficial Christianity without any real expression of values that are different from mainstream values. So you have gospel golf balls, which have Bible verses on them, the idea being that if you lose your ball, at least you're spreading the word. The title of Rapture Ready is kind of a play on a couple of things. I think many people know the rapture is this concept in evangelical theology that sometime in the future, Jesus will come back and the true church will be whisked away into heaven in the rapture, leaving the rest of us here to suffer 7 years of terrible tribulations before the final judgment. Most Christians, in fact, most evangelicals in America do believe this, although they're have varying opinions on how important it is. But of course also, rapture is an emotional experience, and I think that gets at what a lot of Christian pop culture is about, that this is not, you know, deep intellectual theology. This is a rapturous connection with pop music or entertainment in the same way that any American can experience that. Why just walk along the beach when you can walk along the beach wearing sandals that imprint the words "Follow Jesus" in the sand behind you? American evangelicalism has always been about taking faith out of the churches and into the culture. And the early revival meetings were really entertainment and spectacle. You know, John Wesley, who was one of the great early evangelical preachers, would draw crowds of thousands and thousands of people, and they asked him why, and he said, "I'm on fire for the Lord, and people come to watch me burn." Bible Man, which is an action-adventure TV show about a superhero who beats people with his lightsaber while quoting scripture at them. I wanted to be open-minded, but what I expected to find, quite honestly, was that Christian pop culture would be a delivery mechanism for extreme right-wing politics, kind of a spoonful of sugar to help the napalm go down. There's certainly some of that. You know, people are familiar with the Left Behind books, which have a real stark political agenda couched in science fiction terms. But what I also found is that there are a lot of Christians who are rejecting how the religious right has defined American evangelicalism. People who may themselves have conservative politics, but do not want Christianity to be associated with conservative politics, who say that their conservative politics may be informed by their faith, but they are not inherent to their faith, and that their faith is not their politics, and who don't want people to say, "You must believe X, Y, and Z," in the political sphere in order to call yourself a Christian. Here's Bible Man, and he does indeed come with his own Bible. Christian pro wrestling is one of the strangest things I came upon, because you don't usually associate two men beating each other up with chairs and the Gospels. The idea there is that, well, in our lives, we wrestle with things. We wrestle with our faith. We wrestle with our jobs. We wrestle with our families. And Christian pro wrestling externalizes that. It takes the good guys and bad guys that we're familiar with from pro wrestling and tells stories that are more based on what you might find in the Bible. In the end, I'm not quite sure that it works. I just couldn't quite reconcile that kind of internal struggle with guys rolling around on the floor. Christian candy, including these bracelets with little crosses on them. I heard a lot more good Christian music than I really would have expected. There's a terrific band called Me Without You that is strange in the best possible way. They are unlike anything that I've heard in the mainstream market and certainly in the Christian market. I like that their songs actually are about faith and they are about a religious experience. They're not kind of love songs that just happen to be about Jesus rather than a girlfriend. But on the other hand, they're not songs that are pushing a kind of doctrinaire faith or saying, I believe this and so I'm better than everybody else. It's really about wrestling with internal doubts about what it means to be alive in this world, what it means to be a Christian in this world. If you're familiar with the Mountain Dew, Do the Dew logo, well, this is Do the Jew. And just so you understand, the Jew is Jesus Christ, and do in this context means accept as your Lord and Savior. I think the religious right is waning as a political force in America. And I think that's partly because the moderating strain within evangelicalism is on the rise. Certainly we're beginning to hear about liberal Christians. But more than that, I think it's not so much Christians who are explicitly liberal as Christians who are rejecting the orthodoxies of the conservative political Christianity and are expressing that in a kind of grassroots way that is a genuine threat to people like James Dobson, who are trying to impose a value system from on high. Testaments, which are breath mints that come packaged with scripture verses. I hope that the book is entertaining first and foremost, but I also hope that it's eye-opening. It's a way of looking at an important social movement that most people haven't considered on these terms. Also, I do think that it will increase a level of understanding. There are people in this book who I would not have expected to find in the evangelical movement, and I think it's important for people to know that folks like this are out there.